Love isn't a feeling, it's a field. I don't think we're using the right definition of love. We've reduced it to a feeling wrapped in emotions, affection, attraction, possession, something we feel about someone. But what if love isn't something you feel? What if it's something your system does? Your heart isn't just a symbol. It's an organ with its own neural network, sending more information to the brain than it receives. It generates the largest rhythmic electromagnetic field in your body. That's not poetry. That's physics. So what if love isn't admiration? What if it's coherence? The physics of belonging. The moment when two systems stop bracing and begin to synchronize. You felt this, not in intensity, not in infatuation, but in those rare moments when you can fully exhale around someone. Nothing to prove, nothing to protect. That's not just emotion, that's alignment. We've been taught to chase love as a feeling, to find it, to hold on to it. But maybe that's why it slips, because love doesn't behave like possession. It behaves like a field, something you can enter and something you can disrupt. And if the heart is broadcasting constantly, it's something you either generate or you interfere with. So maybe the question isn't, who do I love or who loves me? Maybe it's simpler. What am I emitting? And does it allow anything else to belong here? Because love in its truest form isn't about holding on. It's about creating a space where nothing has to hold itself together and everything can simply arrive.